each time I'm coming, I'm discovering so many things.
Okay.
And I know that there's lots of hidden sites, hidden beauty in Saudi Arabia.
Hello and welcome to The Mayman Show. As usual, we are coming to you from our studios in Riyadh, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And today we have a photographer and traveler, Anna Aiko. Thank you so much for having, for making the time to come to our studios today.
Thank you very much, Hussam.
All right. And you have a very interesting story to tell and also have a very interesting background. So you're half French, half Japanese, and you are a photographer. As well as a traveler, of course. So tell us a little bit about your current trip to Saudi. What brings you to the kingdom?
So I came for the foundation day. Mm-hmm. It was in Hail. And we're leaving the Dab Zubaida. It's a trail, most important trail in the Arabian Peninsula. It's a trail from the pilgrims from Kufa to Mecca. And there is some ancient sites with pools, mosque, and we did of the part of this trail.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit about your experience, you know, like personally, you know, experiencing this trail. What was the interesting aspect of it, doing it in the modern day age and era of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia now?
Traveling in the kingdom, it's always amazing because I'm discovering each part of the regions. And the Hail, I had tears in my eyes when I discovered the landscape, a huge landscape, infinite, and lots of mountains and the colors. And it was springtime. So for the first time, this was the third time in Hail, but there was lots of natures, lots of flowers, violet, yellow. And it was really, really amazing. And there was lots of people coming from another regions, and we share this moment all together, and it was really nice.
Mm. All right, and which other regions were there? Did they come from?
Come from Riyadh, Qassim, Dammam, lots of part of Saudi Arabia.
All right, and what do you notice about, I guess, the Saudi subcultures? How are they different, and how are they alike?
First of all, for the cuisine.
Yeah.
It's each region have their specialties, and about the sites also, which I really want to rediscover because Saudi Arabia is very, very big, and I travel a lot in Saudi from 2019, and I know that there is lots of gems in Saudi Arabia.
Okay, and what was your favorite cuisine that you've tried so far?
I like the rice with the milk. It's coming from Taif, I think.
All right. Yeah. Silik.
Yeah.
Yes.
And with the banana.
Okay.
I like them.
All right.
And those I like to try every kind of dates.
Ah, okay. Mm. Well, Saudi has many kinds of dates. Mm. Is there a particular one that you found nice?
I like all of them.
Yeah.
It's different, and it's nice to discover.
Okay.
Yeah.
And okay, so you've done a photography portfolio with your iPhone on Camelback.
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Very straightforward. Why?
So, I was working as an art director in the fashion luxury industry in Paris for like 20 years. And I wanted to travel always. It was always my heart was saying to travel. So I started to travel since 2015.
Okay.
And I started to travel the Silk Road, taking pictures by iPhone. And then I win lots of iPhone Photography Awards, International Photography Awards since 2018.
Right.
And in 2018, I started to think I would like to travel on Camelback. But okay. How? And in 2019, a friend addressed me in this way. I'm looking for a man who wants to cross the empty quarter on camel back.
Okay.
In Saudi Arabia.
All right.
Even I didn't know how to ride on a camel, I said it's gonna be me as a woman. And 72 hours later, I was flying to Saudi Arabia in the vast desert of empty quarter, crossing the first time the desert on camelback.
All right. And what intrigued you about doing it? Like, what was the thing that, you know, made it click and say, I want to do this?
My heart.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wanted to travel like these ancestors to have this deep connection with the nature and with the camel.
All right.
And, yeah, and follow the ancient path.
Okay. And, you know, so aside from, you know, having someone contact you, how did you start? Initially, take us step by step on how you started. You know, you went to the empty quarter, and then what happened next?
It was naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And how the camel was try to know about the camels. Okay. And we became one.
All right. What did you notice about a camel as basically an animal that you've been, you know, spent quite some time with? What characteristics make a camel unique?
They're like a poetry of life.
Okay.
Yeah. Each step I'm making with the camel, it's like poetry.
Okay.
And they are guiding us to the path. And they know what all movements. And I think they feel also our energy.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Amazing experience to travel on camelback.
Okay. Have you ever seen that video that was on social media where a camel saw his old owner and he hugged him, you know, with his neck?
Yeah. Yeah.
So one thing that camels are also known for is their memory.
Yeah.
So camels, they say elephants never forget. Well, camels never forget.
So they are very, very, very... super sweet.
Yeah.
I really love them.
Okay. And what were, you know, some of the unique places that you've been to, you know, along this journey that you took?
So after Rakaib, I went to Dubai. Mm-hmm. And I traveled from the Saudi border to Dubai with Hamdan bin Mohammed Heritage Center.
Okay.
And after I went to Socotra with Khalifa bin Zayed Foundation. And I had experience also with the Global Camel Race for Expats.
Okay.
In 2020 and 21, and I was running up. And it's each time it's kind of experience in another landscape with different people and making new stories.
Okay. And, you know, since you've been coming in and out of the country, you know, since virtually before, you know, tourism has started, and now, you know, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has a tourism scene, and, you know, the visa is pretty easy for, you know, anyone who wants to come and visit Saudi Arabia. What, as a traveler, what makes Saudi a unique destination, do you think?
The heart of people, how people are welcoming you, the hospitalities. Each time I'm coming, I'm discovering so many things.
Okay.
And I know that there's lots of hidden sites, hidden beauty in Saudi Arabia. And I really wish to discover more and more. And this is my dream.
Okay. What do you want to discover more? Like, which place do you like, I really want to go and see this place in Saudi?
The heritage,
okay.
The ancient sites, history, it's like a puzzle.
Okay.
When you discover something, it's related to something else. And it's amazing because I don't know how to say, but it's making lots of route, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the magic of the history.
Yeah. And so, like, when you're talking about historical sites, are you talking about, you know, like, for example, Al-Ula, or, you know, like, yes. Have you been to Al-Ula yet?
Not yet, but I wish.
Okay. And it's going to be on your bucket list of places to see.
Of course.
Right. And, you know, since you've been to different parts of Saudi, and, you know, you've seen that the kingdom virtually has different subcultures.
Yeah.
And everything. Were you surprised to see this difference in, you know, like, each region and each location?
It's amazing, no? Because in one country, you can have so many diversity. Mm-hmm. The people, the how people are dressed, okay. I mean, the fashion, the food, the landscape. And also, there's so many sites also, the ancient houses.
Okay.
And also the handicraft. Yeah, there is a lot of things to discover.
Okay. Mm. Have you been to the south of Saudi Arabia? You've seen mountainous green regions and everything. So what stood out from that part of your trip, I guess? What stood out from that part of your trip? Just, because the South itself has a unique background that is kind of its own, you know, aside from the landscape, even, you know, the way they dress, tradition.
Yeah.
It's very different.
Yeah.
Like, what caught your eyes from it? Because it's a very colorful part of the kingdom.
No, it's, I was really amazed because it was my first time to see this part. And to show the flowers,
The flower reefs on.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
Yeah,
and I didn't know that also there was a part so green in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
when I visited in 2019.
Okay.
It could be cold also because I was thinking it should be hot, but in Saudi Arabia there is so many. Diversity of the climate also.
Yes.
Yeah, to cold, to hot, to the desert, to the mountains, the jungle of dates. Too many diversity. So too many things to discover and to share. And I wish that we can share this beauty of Saudi Arabia to the world.
And, you know, as a photographer, where do you believe the untapped potential to showcase the visual beauty of Saudi?
I think it's the instant moment to capture the moment.
Okay.
Mm.
Like, can you give us an example? You know, if you had to take our audience through that thought process, like, you know, just if you can give us a slight example.
I think it's the mix of everything. The moment, the energy, the people, the beauty, the bonheur, I don't know how to say.
Okay.
The joy. And you catch it.
It just rubs off on you, right?
Yeah, you catch the
moment. You can take it in.
Yeah, and I think it's explained to the picture.
Mm. All right. And, you know, you've... I mean, have an advantage from other people who have, you know, not visited the kingdom. Mm. In fact, that your family used to live in Saudi.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that period of your life, your family's life, and how it reflected on you as a person.
Yeah. So my parents live in 70s in Saudi Arabia before I born.
Okay.
My father was general manager of UBAF, and they saw many pictures after I born in Japan, and my father was still working from Japan and traveling in the Arab countries and was still going always to Saudi Arabia. My home was almost from the Arab countries, from Saudi Arabia, and even when I was going to his office, all was writing in Arabic in Japan. And my mother was talking about Saudi. And it was like a fairy tale.
Okay.
Mm. and watching their pictures. Even there were some pictures about the camels, the desert. It became very familiar for me since my childhood.
And you know, from the stories your mother tells you, where do you feel that duration of their life captured their heart? Where do you feel how do you feel that duration has captured their heart, you know, and their life? Like, how did it basically impact who they are as people?
I don't know how to say, but it was for me something very close to me, you know?
Yeah.
And something really amazing and wonderful. Like a special hidden place.
Yeah. And thanks to Vision 2030 and, you know, the thriving tourism sector,
yes,
culture sector and everything, you know, there's a platform to show this to the world. So when you started, you know, especially since you've been coming in and out of Saudi for all these years, when you started seeing this rapid development, what was going through your mind?
What do you mean?
Like, what was going through your mind as someone who was traveling in and out of Saudi Arabia to see the country expand on its tourism, basically offerings, and have visas and attractions and destinations that are marketed to attract visitors from all over the world, and cultural heritage offerings to show visitors and everything? So when you saw this, you know, basically expanding, what were your thoughts?
I was really happy that Saudi is opening and growing with this, to fit with the high technology to the future and keeping the heritage. This is like kind of similarity with Japan also, like processing to the future with the latest technology and conserving the heritage. This is amazing. And I saw a project which is going in Saudi Arabia, and I really like because how the architecture is it's like how to integrate with the nature and keeping the heritage. This is really amazing.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, so being half Japanese, where do you believe there is some similarities between the Saudi and Japanese?
Oh, super. First of all, is the welcoming.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because in Japan, when you somebody is coming, it's like first, okay, we are more tea.
Yeah.
But to welcome with the tea, with the coffee, and with some dates, we are more like maybe Japanese sweets.
Yeah.
This is the first thing. Really, it's really, really similar. And about the respect with the people also. And the respect with the family to be really, you know, together, close.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a really similarity with Japan.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and before we brought you into our studios,
yeah,
do you follow Arab news?
Of course. I was really happy because you have Arab news, Japan and France.
Yeah,
and it's my country. So.
Okay, I mean, yeah, you get the best of both.
Yes.
All right. So, like, okay,
and Saudi.
And Saudi, yes, exactly. So when you saw these projects being launched, you know, you have Arab news, Japan, Arab news, the French supplement. All, you know, reflecting, I guess, what news is coming out of this region. You know, like, what did you think? You know, like, this is a newspaper basically that's creating content now for, you know, the Japanese reader and the French reader. How important do you feel that, you know, these kind of initiatives bridge or, you know, narrow down gaps and bring cultures together?
No, it's nice because it's to share the, it's to create a link to the world with Japan and France and Saudi Arabia. Yeah. And yeah, I'm really happy.
Okay. And do you follow the show?
Of course.
Right. And what are your thoughts about basically Arab News taking an initiative to create more digital content?
It's nice.
Yeah, just nice?
It's super cool.
It's super cool. Okay, I'll take that as a compliment. It's okay that you think this show is super cool. I mean, there's other, you know, programming that the newspaper creates, mm-hmm. which comes from different parts of mm-hmm. the world as well, which reflects our network. But I'll take that this is super cool in the highest of regards. All right. And before we wrap up our interview, you must have a personal message. What is your personal message to the audience?
Personal message is that to listen to your heart and become your own dream, because everything is possible. And I wish to transmit the beauty of Saudi Arabia to the world.
Okay.
Because there is so many beautiful and wonderful, amazing gems in Saudi Arabia.
All right. We'd like to also applaud you in your efforts, and we hope that you continue showcasing the kingdom's beauty to the world.
Yes.
And I'd like to say merci and domo arigato for coming to our
studios.
And that's all the time we have for this episode. Tune in to the next Mayman Show. Bye.